Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lynn Joliker, in for Lisa Mullins. Massachusetts has the third largest community of Haitian immigrants in the United States. The population has grown over the last couple of years as there's been a surge of people fleeing Haiti. And recently, the turmoil in the tiny island nation has gotten worse. Gangs have taken over amid calls for the prime minister to step down. Airports, schools, and the shipping port are closed. Carlene Desiree came to Massachusetts from Haiti in the 1970s. She founded and directs the Association of Haitian Women in Boston, which works to empower Haitian women through different programs and classes. Desiree is keeping in close contact with women from the group, along with women and their families who recently arrived here, as they watch the situation in Haiti from afar.
It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. The women mention it's gut-wrenching for them.
Mm-hmm.
We're grieving a lot of losses. But I keep telling folks, they got to continue to be hopeful.
What are you hearing from your loved ones back in Haiti, and how are you able to communicate with them right now?
Some are capable of sharing, and some may not so as easily as we would love to hear from them. It's extremely difficult for a lot of family members who cannot even connect with some of their loved ones. And we know the situation is going to get worse. So today we say, despite the challenges of different policies of U.S. towards Haiti, we want everyone to come on board in terms of getting the government to stop the deportations of Haitians right now, because it's a crime. You cannot be sending people in the situation that exists today.
There are thousands of families who've come here in recent months, and I would imagine some of them, many of them, might have other loved ones they were hoping to have come here. Now no one can leave the country. How are you working with immigrants, with other Haitians who are already here, to try to navigate this, concerns about family back home and the fear for people who are just arriving and trying to navigate all this while watching what's going on back home?
Well, it's a process of not only meeting with people collectively, individually, it's also working as a community, meeting with different people. Like last night, we had three different meetings. And like I said, the gut-wrenching is the word that kept being used. People were in tears because they definitely are thankful. They are now in a country where they can plan, they can move around. But the key thing is, we know our people are resilient people. We are survivors, and we will do whatever necessary to ensure that we as a community, or as a leader in the Haitian community, we do what we must do to help people grapple, to help them deal with this situation.
Have you heard of people or from people who maybe came here recently and were hoping to bring their parents here soon or their children here soon and now can't do that, and those loved ones are stuck there in the current situation?
Yes. We have a young person who shared that he had applied for his siblings to come to the States. And he said they were near getting here, but now it's like, the airport is closed. They're canceling all the flights. And he needs to know, what can we do as a community to get the U.S. government act to help with the folks who are near the end of the process to arriving here? It's devastating. It's the stress level they went through, especially with the newly arrived ones. It's a re-traumatization, if you will, at another level, because they're not sleeping. There's one person who tells me that she can't write. It's like she's forgetting what she learned. This is alarming. So it's not just a matter of getting a headache or feeling sad or you're grieving because you've lost so many people, but it's also another destruction that's happening to the mind, to the body. So we need the support, we need the help, and I hope people hear us out there, because overall, we believe that the American people are good people.
Carlene Desiree, director of the Association of Haitian Women in Boston. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.